Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
Once again, thank you so much for joining with us. We love you, though we don't know you, perhaps, and we want to know you. And once you put your faith in Christ, we're going to be brothers and sisters forever, for all eternity, and the Lord's going to do some wonderful things with us. And all right, we're not talking about heaven. We already did a series on heaven, didn't we?
We did.
But this series is on putting on the gospel shoes and who can be saved and who can't. And actually, the last session we were talking about, are you willing? I was thinking, how cool is that? That you could just talk to anybody and just say, you know, the Lord says anybody who comes to him, he'll not turn away.
Right.
That is an awesome invitation. God in human flesh saying, hey, you come to me, and there's no way I'll turn you away.
Also in Revelation 22:17, Jesus said, whosoever will may come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Mm. So it's an open invitation. So open who are we invitation. To say someone will or won't?
Yeah. And isn't it Revelation 3:20? Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's that door of your heart. And if you just open the door, I'll come in.
Right.
Wow.
So he made the provision. He made the invitation. He gave us the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin, to draw us to him.
Yes.
But it's up to us.
Right.
It's up to us to take that step and say, yes.
I want to receive. Know right, to receive what he gives. Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful, Jeannie. I love that.
So with looking at all the folks that we think are the unlikely candidates.
You mean like me?
I don't know. I didn't know you before. When I met you, you loved the Lord. So
you
I was...
wouldn't have wanted to.
Yes, I would have liked to met you much sooner.
Okay, thank you. I would have liked to have met you much sooner too. Okay, well that's...
But talking about roots, topic. You know, you came to know the Lord, which you shared back in the Calvary Chapel in the tent days.
That's right.
When we met in that.
That's
was funny because we just saw an old picture of the tent and you said, I think that was my Volkswagen.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I had a 68 VW Volkswagen and, you know, that could have been my Volkswagen.
So we were both walking up to the tent at the same time, same age. Both in seniors and high school, we could have met, and we just don't remember.
There were so many people.
Paths crossed, but yeah, but we look at that, and that's called the Jesus Movement, and it was such an explosion, it was such a revival, and it ended up going across the world, just how many Calvary Chapels there are now, but the beginning, there, we were just talking about it the other day, the beginning of Calvary Chapel. It wasn't, you know, Chuck's, you know, we admire him. He's our pastor. But it wasn't his grand idea to build this big church. He was pastoring these little churches of 50 people and doing, you know, a wonderful job. And he had this normal churches. And his wife, Kay, in the neighborhood they lived in, looked out the window and saw these
hippies
walking by with the long hair and some of them using drugs. And God's Spirit put compassion on her heart towards those kids. And she was like, Chuck, we need to talk to those kids. And I think you told me Chuck was what his response was not.
He wasn't that into it.
He wasn't into it.
But she began to pray.
Yeah.
And she was kind and connecting. And people started coming to that little country church on the edge of town.
And one of them that we know of was an unlikely suspect talking about people getting saved was Greg Laurie.
Yeah.
I think he was one of the first ones that they kind of took under their wing.
Yes.
And started mentoring and role modeling too. But Greg was into long hair and drugs and had a really hard life growing up and everything.
Tough
and he would have been
life.
One of those that you would have kind of thought, not him, you know?
Yeah.
And then he gave his life to the Lord. And of course, the Lord, you know, has groomed him and trained him and over the years. And now we look at, you know, the ministry that he has with Harvest and thousands of people, kind of like the Billy Graham next of today, generation. Yeah. Sure. Of today. And but who would have thought that of that drug kid, you know, long haired kid had a horrible family life, you know.
I remember Greg back then.
He did.
He had long blonde hair. And he was a ball of energy back then.
Yeah, he always was.
And he used to draw these cartoons.
Yeah, that's true. He made these little tracks, living water tracks.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think I even saw him play the drums one time. But
but if you had met him back through Kay's eyes, all you had was this heart that the Holy Spirit had given her for them and him, and you would have never known that God was going to groom and mold and create this passionate evangelist who would go and tell the gospel.
Yes, right.
You don't know. So you don't know who you're going to touch and you're going to influence. But I think he was walking by their window in their house, and that's how she saw him. And so you don't know who's walking by your house.
Yeah.
He may look like a bum, but who knows?
Do you know, if I'm not mistaken, I'm remembering the story of some evangelist many years ago who came into prominence and God really used here in the United States. I'm not sure who it was. I don't know if it was Billy Graham or somebody else. They just happened into this little church, really little church, and the pastor wasn't even there, and just somebody was filling in, and that's where that young guy got saved, and then he went on to be used in a dramatic way by the Lord. So it's not necessarily the one who you think,
right?
You know, who you would pick, right? You know, with the right background and the right education and the right. Yeah, there's a scripture that says that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise,
right?
So that we could plainly see and say, you know, it's not me, it's has to be the Lord.
Yeah, like Jesus' handpicked disciples, you know, he has a fisherman, couple fishermen, he has a tax collector.
Yeah,
You know.
Which were considered traitors by the Jews.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Nobody would have picked the 12 that Jesus picked.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that
well, we've even learned that in our own church. People who have come through our doors that... in their own eyes, seem pre-qualified, almost like you're lucky to have me because now I can help this little George grow into and do this big thing. Right. And, you know, they were like, okay, we had to learn that it wasn't based on somebody's background or their skills. It was based on their humble heart, whether or not they realized that they were a sinner.
Right.
And that Christ had changed their life. And out of that, I don't deserve this.
Yes.
And out of that humble heart, then you see, you know, somebody grow.
Because we look back, like you said, over the years, and it's not the flashy.
No.
But it's the humble.
Right.
And the ones that have that heart.
Right.
And so many have come in flashy, and then they just...
Fizzle out.
That's
and they get mad because you don't appreciate what great gift they are. You know, like with our Mike Orlando, he had a rough start too. And he wasn't born, you know, in the church as a Christian. You know,
he wasn't born with a pastor's robe on.
No, he wasn't. And yet, if people would describe him, they would say he's humble. He loved, but that he knew he was a sinner and that he needed God. And then we look at our assistant pastor, Aileen, and what he went through in his life. He shared his testimony with us. And but boy, the drop of a hat, you know, you can see him tear up because he has such compassion and love for God's word and for the Lord. And he wants to see other people get saved. And then we have Daniel now working with the kids, and he shared his testimony. And, you know.
Huge heart for the Lord.
Yeah, but. You know, I even said to you not too long ago when we saw somebody walking, you know, on beach, we said, that could be Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what God's going to do. If somebody will just get it that, you know, the curtain will part and they realize that they need God and God can be there for them.
We are totally out of time. How in the world did that happen?
I don't know. We're having fun.
Father, thank you so much for this. Very fast, 10-minute slice of heaven. It's good to be with you, Lord. This is just showing that it's good to be with the Lord, to be a devotional life Christian every day. So, Father, I ask you to bless my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you.